Talmud Davar, that's Rabbi Yehuda had to offer. So the basis for this halacha is that Yin B'minei, so even if there is Rov, so it's still also the Rabbi says wrong, because the Isa gives a tam in the Heter, that's Min B'Shein B'minei. And Yin B'minei, so the Rabbi says bottle the Rov, and only the Rabbonim is required to ship. So mainly if we have it Aruves of Min B'minei, and it's Nishpach, it is established that Rov there is. The Sofik is as to whether there was Shishim or not, so we are Tilo Hokel, so we get the Rabbonim. So even though it is established beyond the shadow of a doubt that there is rov, but we don't know whether there is shishim, so it's very likely that the Yisrael gave the tam, Yisrael in the head there. So it's just like the right says, so we can't get it, okay, we can't get it. We can't get it. So you be heta muta, and there so you be heta, osa. Now the taz and siv gimu, in the sarif min bimine, המסקנה בפוסקי דמי שנשאר ממינים להתאיר בוטל ברוב ועלמי שלא מאחירה במהטיס אלו דרבון הנעצר בשישי because רשי is יוחיד in that שיטה that even מין במיני according to רבון הפרב יהודה first of all רשי פסקוס like רב יהודה in that is also a יוחיד but that מין במיני היא עשת במשהו מדרעיסי But Rashi Shita is that even according to Rabbanon of Rabbi Yudeh, so that Mimine is bottled with Shishim, but Shishim is required Midraise, and not only Midrabbanon. But the other Rishonim hold that according to Rabbanon of Rabbi Yudeh, first of all, number one, that they don't pass like Rabbi Yudeh, and they pass like Rabbanon, that Mimine is bottled with Shishim, and Shishim itself is only a requirement Midrabbanon, Midevreye, but Midraise is bottled with Rob. So this is what he says. דמיין שנשאר על מיני מהתאיר הבטל ברוב בעלמה של מאחרם מלהטיס, אלא דרבון נעצר בשישים, על כממוקים שהיא סופיק, כי אם זה שנשפח הסבודים לכולה, ואמרינו שהוא יהיה שישים, אבל דמיל דהיני מיני, so we passed from Tamtik and Raisa, so Shishim not Tere. So even though it's established that there is Rob, but we don't know that there is Shishim, so it's likely that the Isa give it Tam Isa and the Heter, so it's also. Kim Shimash Gishim Beta Tam Isa, al Koch, Mokim Sofik, as we know. And then the Ramo says that Aloche, Uli and Min Bimine Azlinon, Bosashmo, Imu Shove, Have Min Bimine, Avali Azlinon, Bosataimi, Imu Shove Lot. Now, so I mentioned that the Shach is Chilik and the Ramo, because the Ramo is very strange. That Machlik is between Abaye and Rove in Avadizore, Dapsamechvov, whether Bosashmo, Bosataime, Anve Chadete, I mean, Anve Bechamre Chadete, new wine if there is a Taruvis. Of new wine, not old wine, new wine and grapes. So there is a machlekes between Abaye and Rove now. So Ligabi Yain Nesach, we understand the machlekes. Because Ligabi Yain Nesach, the halachi is that Midi Rabbanon, Yain Nesach, Min Biminei Asas Bimash, Min Shaloi Biminei, so Yain Nesach is like Kolatere Kule. So it's Bnei Sintam, Bishish. So suppose there is Daruves of Chamre Chadete and Inve, grapes, and new wine. So Abaye says that we go Bosataimi. We go Bosataimi. And grapes and new wine more or less at the same time. So Memele, since the time is the criterion, so and the time is the same more or less. So Memele it's considered Mimine. So Memele, according to Abaye, since it's considered Mimine, so it asers Bimash. So it asers Bimash. So if let's say Anovim fell into new wine that is Yain Nesach. So even though there is Shishim, according to Abaye, they have the same time, so it's Mimine, it's Tazel Mash, Min Rabbonon. And according to Rove, we go Basashay. In view of the fact that they have different names, one is called grapes, Anovim, and one is called Chamre, wine, so Mimele it's Min Shaloi Bimine, so Mimele they don't Tazel Mashu. So if there is Shishim, so then the grapes are Muta. So there we understand there's a shachs asod because there is a special chumre midrabon and gabi mimimimei. So mimele according to Rove, in view of the fact that they have different names. I mean, so in view of the fact that they have different names, so it's considered min shaloi bimimei. Min shaloi bimimei. Kon da baye no you as nimbos a timing. Mashein kenin kolatere kule where it's negiye the raise of tam kiikia. So there is no, the Shach's story is that there is no difference between Min B'Mine and Min Shaloi B'Mine. You can call it whatever you want. If the Isa gives it Tam Isa and the Heta, so it's also call it Min Shaloi B'Mine, call it Min B'Mine. What difference does it make? So that's his Asoge. So how can he say you'll be a Min B'Mine as linen was a shmo, imushove have a min bimine. Even though avaloyut as linen was a tiny mushove loy. So that means even though they have different, even though they have different timing, let's say, I mentioned the example last time. Chilev and Bosor, so the Shulnoch Paskins. Chilev and Bosor is min shaloy bimine. Why? Because they have different timing. They have different timing. But in Loshen Neyodom, so the Chilev of the Behemo might also be called meat. I mean, in Loshen Neyodom. So suppose the fatty part that covers the kidney, let's say, or that covers, let's say, the intestine, so is called in Loshen Neyodom, it's called Bosor, meat. So according to Pesach of the Ramor, even though they have different timing, there's the Arubis of Chilev and Bosor. So since in Loshen Neyodom they have the same name, this is called meat and that is called meat. So Mimele, it's Mim B'Minei, and if it is Nishpach, we know that there is Rov in the Bosor Neged HaChilev. Even though we don't know that there is Shishim, so it's Mutas Vekid Rabbanu Likule. How can we say Vekid Rabbanu Likule? Call it Mim B'Minei. You want to call it Mim B'Minei because it's the same Shem? Call it Mim B'Minei. But there is a Loch of Tam Kika, that's the basis of the Shachsasov. That's the basis of the Shachasov. And we saw, we went over the Daf Achrin of the Taz, because the Taz saw already the Sifsekeyen, Hasogi and Ramo, so he explained it. And what is the sheet of the Taz? Now, here the Taz doesn't say anything. I'm Bes Yosef Dibar Amasr, Masos Ekosuf, Mivoyam Protes, Mao Nikra Mini Yoyin Emine. So currently, when the Taz wrote the Torah Zov, he didn't consider this din of the Ramo strange. But then, when he saw the Sifsekeyen, so he wrote the Daf Achrei. And what does he say in the Daf Achrei? He explains it on the basis of the premise that when is there a machlekes between Abai and Rove, as to whether Bosa Azlin Bosa Shmo and Azlin Bosa Taime, and Rove says Azlin Bosa Shmo. That means that if they have the same name, even though they have different timing, so it's considered Mimimine. So the Kashi is, how is it possible? So the Taz says, no. When is Rove Chilik and Abaye, and he says that even though they have different timing, but as long as they have the same name, it's considered Mimimine, that is, if they don't have timing Afochim, one being sweet and one being bitter. But one is more sweet, one is less sweet, one is more bitter, one is less bitter. So in other words, so if it's a question of degree, if the different timing consists in degree, not in the quality of the time. Time mafochim really means quality of the time. That's what it means. So in such a case where the two have the same time, the same quality time, but a question of quantity of degree, more sweet or less sweet, so then Abaye says that even that is the criterion. And if one is more sweet, one is less sweet, even though it's the same name, it's considered min shaloi b'mine. And min shaloi b'mine, according to the Taz, so according to Abaye, it's considered min shaloi b'mine, so mele midraise, it is b'neisen ta, midraise. And according to Rove, in view of the fact that they do not possess time lafachim, but just more or less, And the name is the same, so it's considered mimimine. So mimele, even though it's as long as it's considered mimimine, so mimele midraise is bottle of midraise is bottle of but in the rabbonim require shishim. So mimele, if it's nishpach, so we are telling the hockey. Now, so what's the pshat in the Taz? The pshat in the Taz is, superficially, it's not mistaba like that. Superficially, it's mistaba like the shach. But the tashite obviously is that in view of the fact that the aloha of Tam Kiika is deduced from Mishras Anovim, what is Mishras Anovim? The Torah says that a nozir is not allowed to eat the water in which grapes were soaked. Why? Because the water absorbed the tam of the Anovim, and they are Mishras Anovim, it's mean. Shaloi b'minei, it's mean shaloi b'minei from every point of view, from the point of view of tam and from the point of view of shem. So it's mean shaloi b'minei. So mimele. So we learn. So the halacha of tam ki ikea, that is the raise, applies only to mean shaloi b'minei, but not to mimele. Why not? Because the Gzeres HaKosuv, it consists in Mishra Sanovi, Mishra Sanovi is Mishra Loibimine. But if it's time Mafochi, then everybody is made that it's Mishra Loibimine. So maybe it comes within the Gzeres HaKosuv. That's the sheet of the Taz. All right. Now, let's see the Shach. Tzivo, Misarev Mimimine. Hatam Kosav Rametam Vechol Aposkim Oim Vishitosei, the Kaimelon, Tam Ki Ike Adir Bosamid Reis. ומין בשני מיני דחיב משני סליס אתם בהתר לפח ההתר ליס כולה יסיה ויוסף כולה מידה רייס אבל מין במיני כיב משני נניסים ביתם ואתו מעטי רבי רוב כי דחסיב אחריו להטיס אלו שחחום ממצריכי הוא סמך so you see the shach emphasizes it's stable like the shach I mean the shitter of the taz is very strange so he emphasizes אבל מין במיני כיב משני נניסים ביתם ואתו מעטי רבי רוב it's not something that is peculiar to min b'minei, vis-a-vis something that is min shel b'minei. The mitzias is that by min shein b'minei there is tam, by min b'minei there is no tam. But inoch name, if it gives it tam, this gives it tam, call it whatever you want. This is, so the shach emphasizes, avu min b'minei, kim shein neisim itam, but ma tere d'rof, k'tersiv achagam mahatis, ala shachachom mitzrichu usamah. ויהיו כך כיו שנידה שירו בהתר ולניסתם פיקל אם יש שם סמך עולב חבו סגר רבון לכולה מה שאין כאין כשלא נידה שירו בהתר so then if it's not established that it's רו בהתר then it's ספקי דרעייסי ממיני חבדה חבו נסוע כדרעייסי ועושה אבל מין בשני מיני כיו יוסם התר הצמך כיו שני סמטעם אפילו נידה שירו בהתר even if it's established beyond the shadow of a doubt that there is certain רוב but לא נידה שירו סמך חבו סגר דרעייסי דעושה ובייס כאין תמוע אני על מה שכוסף הרב ומי ימי ממיני אסבינו בוס השמו דידייטי אם הוא שווה בשמו אבל גם לא שווה בתיימי אבל מי ממיני בוס המדר הבונות ואם הוא שווה בשמו אבל גם לא שווה בתיימי אבל מי שנמיני בוס המעטרה וכן נראה מדברי מרשל ויסווה את השולי ובספר פרק לנושה סוף סימן לבית והריב מבויה בכל הפוסקים ולאוכל מין שממיני עושה מעטרה עד שישים כיוון בני סמטם ולאוכל מין במיני בני סמטם בוטל מעטרה ברוב כי להזמין בכל דוכנה בסערובה, ואם כן נאבחו, דאק נזמין בסטיימה. So it's just the reverse of what the Ramo says. Why does he say, in כל התירי כולה? So if they have the same names, even though different timing, and if it's nishbach, and it's established, there is rov. So we are תירי לוקו. How can we תירי לוקו? If they have different timing. So call it מין במיני. But it's סתם כי איקר. And if there is no שישים, so it's just something right. So he says, "Vinape." So he says, "Vin kein napechu." The hakel asmin was a timei. The mishove b'timei. I forgot the shove b'shmo. Mikomo kein kiv nisintam b'heter. Vinepach heter liyeskula yisea. Osam natira atchishim. Vim kavinish b'chazmin lechumre. Vim shove b'timei. I forgot the lo yishove b'shmo. Why should we say that we go lechumre? Why should we go lechumre? מכל מוקים כאילו לא יפתאי מבוט מהתרא וכדי אזמינו בכל דוכתא וסרו בה כדי חסיב אחריו על הטס ואין כבניש בחזמינו לכולה ואף על גב דיקיימו לקרוב את פרק בסלה וזכרובי סמך רוב דבי חמר אחד את הניו ויין and grapes that's been on the shmo and the satime lin min min han dat kul ya ines af vitev she is sur me mashu min min so ya ines achis asas min mashu min min because of khumra davri zore Tevel asas b'mashu b'minei because it's a dova sheish l'matiri. So it's only min rabbonon. V'chein liyin tchume v'yol sheish yuron l'maylo mishishim b'minei. V'yil kachim u'shove b'shmo because trumo asas at meyo. Min b'minei. Min shaloi b'minei trumo is b'nei sentam shishim. Like kol atere kure. Orle, so the halachi is that min rabbonon min b'minei tassas at reish, reish alef. All the mini is bottle only the reish aleph, 201. So if there are 200 measures of heter, make it one measure of viser of all. So it's bottle, and that's mirabon. So in mele we apply the concept of basashmoazle. Viukach in who shove b'shmo, avakal shove b'taimei. So it's lechumre. Have the mini was b'mashu. Oy b'kufalev, gavi truma, v'reish aleph. Gavi ole, im ne shove b'shmo, avakal shove b'taimei was b'nisn tam. V'chein rabbi don mechol isur mini mashu. וילקה בחי גם מסולקים שמתם כי איקר, ויחרם להטיס, וכי מולדי בתיספטה, פרגיד הנושי, אמר רובר ואשרי ורבן, פירן, סיבל, וסכחובים וכל הפוסקים, דארד רוב היום יאינסה וטבל חבר עשי, ואם כי ישלם הדווקא בהנוך, אבל לא ילדידון בשור איסורי, ולנשפח, והגיעו דבוראי אלה לפני כמה עוגדי לעדו, והסכימו לדבוראי גמיר ורבי הגויים הרב, יהושע, שהוא אומר שדבורם ברורים, נדורציז רבי אגריד ודים, ואורכם מוכח נאמה בדברי מערי, בתחום הסדשי, שהבייסי בספקוטן בייס, דמלוי קיין, להביא צורך לימה לרשבו לסובה כרשי, ואורכם מוכח נאמה להד בחדושי הרשבו, וכן מוכח אחי בחמי חוכס, למים דלית בבתיז וראש ורשבו ורענו, שבס רבון, אשר יסבח לכם רב אפרי, ואם נתפסס בסוף ספר רבון, ושוקל בוסקים, ואורכם מוכח נאמה בפיר דיר של ראש, בגלל הנושא, מה שקוסו גם ממיני, אבל גם לא יפתיימי, כי חכמים גוזרו מי במיני אותו מי משני מיני ומביא בסיוסי בסימן קופטס ואוכל מוכתם בדברי ראש ספי וחסחלה וכי מאשמה להדיה מדברי הפוסקים שאובו לכמון גם ביובי שלו למיני יצורך שישית משום שאם יבש להם יתנתם ועבו יסורד רייס ויזה בורו לדעית ואי נאמה so why he makes this all these rishenim they don't discuss this question but all these rishenim emphasize that the reason is why there is a distinction between min 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 shaloi bi minay is that whereas min shaloi bi minay so there is tam hisa and min minay is the same tam so there is no tam so in other words so it's not a question whether you call it min bi minay you call it min shaloi bi minay you can call it whatever you want but in other words if the hisa gives a tam so min mayo it's us that's the raya of them וואכם מוכח בסדם יתפרש בפירוש בדברי ראש בספר חסחלה וכן מה שלהדי בדבר הפוסק שאובר לי כמה גביוב שלו מיני צורך שישית משום שניבש להם איתן טעם ועל יסורד רייס רואיס יסי דהלוכי יס דת יובש ביובש מדרייסה so בין במין שלו בין במיני במיני נא לך בלך so מין במיני לך בלך לך בלך means if there is an objective תרובס not only subjective תרובס Yovish v'yovish, objectively there is no taruvis. The taruvis is only in our minds. It's a subjective taruvis. So lal bilach, where there is an objective taruvis and there is even distribution, so the aloha is that if it's min b'minei, so mitraisit b'tel b'rof, mitrabonet require shishi. Min shaloi b'minei, so mitraisit require shishi. Because of tam kik, that's lal bilach. Yovish v'yovish, so the aloha is that mitraisit b'in b'minei, b'in min shaloi b'minei, so is b'tel b'rof mitraisit. Even min shaloi b'minei yovish b'yovish is b'tel b'rov. But, mit rabbonon there is a difference between yovish b'yovish b'minei, yovish b'yovish, min shaloi b'minei. Yovish b'yovish b'minei, so b'rov, it b'rov, it's b'tel even mit rabbonon. You're allowed to eat it if there is rov. Min b'minei. But if, let's say, it's min shaloi b'minei yovish b'yovish, so while mit rai say yovish b'yovish, even min shaloi b'minei is b'tel b'rov, but mit rabbonon it requires shishi. So there is a machlik, it's a poskim. Why were the Chachomim misakein that by Yovish v'Yovish min shaloi b'minei we require shishi? So most poskim say that the reason is why the Chachomim required that Yovish v'Yovish min shaloi b'minei should have shishim because of Xere, maybe he'll be mivashel them together. Let's say, if he'll be mivashel together, min shaloi b'minei. Yevtuch tiches of heta, wo nisar if Yovish v'Yovish, wo nolch tiche of isa, min shaloi b'minei. So it's both midraise. But suppose he will be mivashil the one chtiche, all the three chtiches together in one pot. So then, inasmuch as long as there is no shishim, so the chtiches iser will certainly give it tam in the chtiches eter. So then it will become larbelar then. So if there is no shishim, it'll become osa. So because of that, because of exere, maybe it'll be mivashil it together. So the chtiches iser will give it tam in the two chtiches eter. So the chachomim asad it under all circumstances. That's the tam that is mentioned by most poskim. But the Isa v'Heter gives another explanation as to why the Chachomim were misakein that Yovish v'Yovish min shaloi b'minei require shishim. A strange tam. They say, if it's Yovish v'Yovish, what does Yovish v'Yovish mean? Yovish v'Yovish means that the Isa is aimed b'mkeimi, and the Heter is aimed b'mkeimi. But we don't know. We are mixed up. There is no objective taruvis. We are mixed up. We don't know which chtiche is the Iser and which Chtiche is Eta. We don't know. So Memele, if there is no Shish by Min B'minei, so since it's Min B'minei, so usually, by Min B'minei, it's not always like that. But by Min B'minei, since they look alike, it's not always like that. That Min B'minei, they look alike. Sometimes you can have min b'minei that they don't look alike. They look different. But they have the same timing, or they have the same name. I mean, but usually, Mimbimine, they look alike. So the Mare is the same. If the Mare is the same, so there is no way of identifying the Heta from the Isa. Masha'inkin, Min Shaloi Bimine, so usually, again, usually. Usually, Min Shaloi Bimine. So if you have one Chtiche of Isa, was Nisarev, let's say, with two Chtiches of Heta, or five Chtiches of Heta, or even 10 Chtiches of Heta, or even 20 Chtiches of Heta. If it's less than 16, since it's Min Shaloi Bimine, so the Mare is different. If the Mare is different, it shouldn't be impossible to identify one from the other. Even though they are mixed up, but overall there is no even distribution, because if there had been even distribution, so then it wouldn't be Yovish B'Yovish, so it would be Lar B'Lach. So in other words, so there is no even distribution. And since it's Min Shaloi Bimine, so they have different Mares, even though they are mixed up, so it's not impossible to identify one from the other. So Mimele, the Chachomim declared that even though at the present moment we cannot identify it, because if we were able to identify it at the present moment, then you wouldn't have it Aruves, then it's Nikar Isa. Then it's not Aruves. Suppose you have in a plate, you have a piece of Nevela and you have a piece of Shchuto, and they touch each other, but you recognize this is Nevela, this is Shchuto, then it's not Aruves, it's Nikar Isa. So, of course, if it's Mamesh, if you Mamesh recognize, then there is no Taruves. Lachaya say Bittl, Midraitza there is no Bittl. But we are dealing with a case where it doesn't recognize. But since it's Min Shalevi Minei, so it shouldn't be impossible to identify one from the other. So even though at present he cannot recognize and he cannot identify the Isa from the Heter, so if there is less than, as long as there is less than Shishim, it's not totally impossible to identify one from the other. So Mimele the Chachomim gave it a din mid Rabbonon of Nikar Isa. But it's not Mamish Nikar Isa. Mamish Nikar Isa would be if we can recognize it. But suppose you have many pieces mixed up together, not even distribution, on the plate. So you don't recognize. So mid Raisa there is Bittl. But as long as the Chachomim said that in as much as there is no Shishim, so it's not impossible to identify the Isa from the Heter. So the Mele, it has a din of Nikar Isa, so there is no Bittl. So you ask, so even if there is Shishim, but if there is Shishim, then it's even more difficult to identify. Because then it means that there is just a minute portion, just a minute fraction of the total Taruves is Isa. So it is even more difficult to identify one from the Isa from the Heter. So he doesn't have a din of Nikar Isa even Rabbon. But if you don't have Shishim, so the Chachomim declared that it has a din as Nikar Isa. This is the Isa of Heter's explanation. Now, this is what he's referring to. Oh. V'chei mashma lehediye, midivre ha-poskin, she'ovi likamon gabiyovi, she'loi bimine, yitzorich Shishim. So that's the term of most poskin. Mishum shim yivashlo nitin term. V'av l'sirud ha-raisa, ayin shom, v'ze bo'o l'dayit. V'ayin, name besifkot nches vavo gav di ogo u shop so sachin im kosu gam kem sho zorua har de rove das nina bas shmo velu bas taime efshe she kosu ke li rashe vis yaite she posku ke rab yude de min min li bot na na dois so the shach is aware that there are some geshenim de ogo in de zorua they mention the din of rove that as nina bas shmo not only li gabei yainesach and tevo but li gabei kol atirko. So that's a riot to the Ramo. So he says, no, there is no riot to the Ramo from the Ogo and the Rezorua. Because the Ogo and the Rezorua, when they mention Rovez Din as Linnabas Hashmo, vis-a-vis Kolatere Kule, they say it alibi de Rabbi Yude, according to Rashi Shite, who passes like Rabbi Yude, that min bimine asas bimashu in Kolatere Kule. Rashi Mashu in Kolatere Kule. So memele Rovez Din of as Linnabas Hashmo, velobas Atayne has relevance in Kolatere Kule. Because insofar as the Isar of Tamki Iker is concerned, so Mimele, if there is Shishim, so there is no Isar of Tamki Iker. But if, let's say, they have the same name, even though they have different timing, but the Isar of Tamki Iker doesn't apply because there is Shishim. Masha'in Kein, if they have the same name, and according to Rabbi Yudeh, that Min Bimine Asas B'Mashu, so on account of the same name that the two things possess, so Mimele, it's Osea. Because Mimimine Asas B'Mashu, Masha'in Kein, we, all the Rishenim, who pass from like the Rabbonim of Rabbi Yudeh, that Mimimine is also Matul B'Shishim, so then Rov Ezdin has no relevance. ציייתי, אפשר שכוסקים לרשי וציייתי שפוסק רבי יהודה מלבוט, וכי משמע לחי רבוגו, אין שום, אינם מנפקים מלי אין נסח, כמה ציל כל הדל, וכי לעניין שור תקרי וסבל לזוהר, משם שאין דוסו במשהו, במינון, אינם לעניין דובה שיש לו מתירים, ולוי בוטל במיני, so dobe shish matirim min bimini is not bottle as as bimashu but min shal bimini is bimini sin tam is bishishim so suppose there is shishim but the question is but is it min bimini so mimele even though there is shishim it should be also so I call it rove as bimini basa shimo vim tosh nuk dobit in ameli in dobe shish matirim but bimini as bimini basa shimo vim tosh nuk dobit uchma shikosuf likamon sin ekov beis ויוקר בכל הר הגבנה, סורקים שמתם כאיקר, בקוס דרי שישים. או יחי רבי להטס, אבל נשאור איסורים. דאסורים בשישים, אולי נשפע ודרייס לרבולון, ודאי, דיחק אותו לביטלימי. סו ישחיל לי כאן לרמוז דין. וכדאמרינו גם הבח, וכדאמור, וגם הבח והתרזוב, נמשכו אחת דברי הרב. ופי הנזדהיתי כמו ש... והתרזוב, נמשכו אחת דברי הרב. ופי הנזדהיתי כמו שכוסף. אני צמיסתה בו להגד ושוב מוצא סביס על היתר ספר רחב גימו, שהריך בשם מויר זרוע, בדין עם איזה ניקרו מין במיני, בשמו, עוד אז נמבוס השמו ולבוס הטיימי, וחוסף עלו לבסוף, ויונו דקיימלון, דאף מין במיני בדובר לאר בשישים, כניסליל אין אף כוסה. So in other words, so the Zeruah says, in so many words, he says, עלי בדרב יהודה הוא עושה, who holds, that מין במיני אין כל התירי כולה עשת במשהו, so then רובס דין, אז נמבוס השמו, has relevance. Suppose there is Shishim, so there is no Aloch of Tam Kikea, but if they have the same name, it's still Osa, the Masha Asa says. But we pass like the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yudeh, so Memele Rovez Din has no relevance. So he's saying explicitly like the Shach. So, V'onu dikaim lafmim v'mini bidov alar b'shishim, k'nisal yil in afkusel b'isa yovesh, sh'nisarev b'heta, v'nei dat arvusei, k'eden b'ishl, sh'hu b'minei b'rov, v'shaloi b'minei b'shishim. So he says, we pass, according to us, that we pass, like the Rabbonon, that min b'minei is the, it does not ask him mashu. So Rove's din has no relevance, has no relevance in regard to itaruves of lar v'lach, but it has relevance even in kolatir kule in itaruves of yovesh v'yovesh. Even according to us, who pass like the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yude, that min b'minei does not ask him mashu. אין אפקוסי אלא ביסא יובש שניסרים בהתר ונידת הרובוסי קדם בישו שהוא במיני ברוב ושלוי במיני בשישים. So in other words, if let's say there is את הרובס אף יובש ביובש Itarubes of Yovish Vyovish. So the aloha is that Shishim is required. In Mimimine Yovish Vyovish. But Min Shaloi Bimine Shishim is required. But Mimimine Shishim is not required. So if Midrabonon, it becomes Bottle Berov. So if they have the same Shem, then it's considered Mimimine. But if they have different Shemes, so then it's considered Min Shaloi Bimine and it requires Shishim. ושום בכלל הוא כוסף בהדה דיקן מוקרב לטעם דימים במיני בשישים מדי רבונות ושלוי במיני בשישים דרייסה נפקי מיני נשפחת חל נשני הרי מוכר בהדה ישראל כמו שכוספת אלו שמה שכוסף דנפקי מיני יובש ביובש דיסה בהתה עוז לטעימי שכוסף שום דין חס דנתם די יובש ביובש מיני בטל רוב ושלוי במיני בשישים משום דימיני במיני נסנתם כשיסבשלו אבל שלוי במיני נסנתם כשיסבשלו דימו יוקים מותם ממון אפשר. He says, in other words, when the Isa, so the Isa v'heter says the same thing that the Shach says, that according to Rabbanon of Rabbi Yehuda, that Mimimini does not have mashu, so Rav is din of Azmin, but Hashmo has no relevance in respect to Lar B'lach. But, so that he understands very well. But what requires an explanation is the other din that the Isaveta says. The Isaveta says that even according to Rabbanon of Rabbi Yehuda, so Rav is din of Azdin Abbas HaShmo has relevance vis-a-vis Yovesh V'Yovesh. So he says, why does the Isavaheta say that? Because he goes Lishitose. Because most poskim say that the reason is why Yovish B'Yovish Min B'Mine is bottled off even with Rabbanon. And Yovish B'Yovish Min Shalom B'Mine with Rabbanon requires Shishim because of Exere, Yechshoshe, maybe he'll be Mivashel, the Iser and the Heta, Yovish B'Yovish together. So then it'll give it time. And if there is no Shishim, so it'll Asa. But the Isavaheta, he is one of the few poskim who reject this time. For the distinction between Yovish B'Yovish Min B'Minei being bottled B'Rov and Yovish B'Yovish Min Shaloi B'Minei requiring Shishim to be bottled. What's the Isavaheta Stam? He says that the reason as to why Yovish B'Yovish Min Shaloi B'Minei requires Shishim, because if you have a Taruvus of Yovish B'Yovish Min Shaloi B'Minei, so they have different Mares, so most of the time, usually, in view of the fact that they have different Mares, so it's not impossible, it's not so extremely difficult to identify one from the other. So Memele Midrabonon, it has a din of Nikar Isa. Masheinkin, if you have Shishim, so the Isa is only a minute fraction. A minute fraction of the total Taruves, so then it's almost impossible to identify one from the other. So if Midrabonon, he doesn't have a din of Nikar Isa. So he says, he goes Litaime. Oz Litaime, because of Shom Din Ches, they are Tam, the Yavish Mimine, but the Rov, Shalom Mimine, Bishishim, Mishum Dimine, a Nason Tam, she is Bashlu, Avishalom Mimine, Nason Tam, she is Bashlu. No, that's not the Tam. Why not? Dim Kengo Yemuta Mimonevshech, the Neda Taruves Kidma Bishlu, or Yemuter of Livashlu, Yahat Livade, Vilo Yoda, boy, Achen is Bashlu, Im Kinso Shishimitam, the Avi Salach. This is what the Isavaheta says. Because Monefshech, if the time had been that the reason is why Min Shaloi B'Minei, so Yovish B'Yovish requires Shishim, because if it's less than Shishim, so then, in case he will be Mivashel, the two Chtiches of Heter, and the one Chtiche of Isa, the Yovish B'Yovish in one part, so then the one Chtiche of Isa will give a time in the two Chtiches of Heter, so it will become Osir. So he says, no, why should it become Osir? Because of the Monefshech. If he became aware, if the Baile of the Taruves, of the three Chtiches, became cognizant of the fact that there was a Taruves, so Mimele Bitl Ischal. So it's Mutar to be Mivashel together. Now here, he discusses another question, you see. You see, that Stolu in the Machlekes Rishenim between the Rashbo and the Rosh, I think I mentioned it. You see, the Rashbo Shite, I discussed it in Melicha more than once. So, the Rashbo Shite is that if you have it Aruves of Yovish B'Yovish, let's say two chtiches of Shchuto, were mixed up with one chtiche of Nevela. So it's bottle Rov. So the Rosh says, one can eat all the three chtiches together. But how can he eat it? So the Rosh Shite is, Isa Nepach Le'eta, just as in Taruves of Lar B'Lach. I discussed it. Just as in Taruves of Lar B'Lach. So the Isa is Nepach Le'eter, so in Yovish B'Yovish also. So if one Chtiche of Nevele was mixed up with two Chtiches of Shchute, he's allowed to eat. If he has such a terrific Beis Ablie, he can eat all the three Chtiches together at once, he's allowed to eat it, the Rosh says. Because Isa is Nepach Le'eter. The Rashba says no, he cannot eat it together. Because if he eats it together, then he's definitely eating the Isa. So we explained it. I mean, some say that the Rashba Shite is that by Yovish B'Yovish there is no bittle of Isa Nepach Le'eter. It's only the bittle of Rov of Kol D'Porish. So I said no, that the Rashba is also made that there is a din of bittle of Isa Nepach Le'eter. But the Rashba holds that by Yovish B'Yovish the bittle aspect is based upon the bittle of Rov. When do we say by Yovish B'Yovish that the Isa is Nepach Le'eter if each chatiche by itself, on the basis of the Biro of Kol D'Porish, so we should say, etc. So then, this is Nepach Le'eter. Masheinkin, so vis-a-vis eating each chatiche by itself, so there is a Biro of Rav. So Memele, even if Klap Ishmai is Galye, that he did it one chatiche that is Osea, so it's also Heter. Masheinkin, vis-a-vis eating all the three chatiches together, so there is no Biro of Rav, so Memele there cannot be Bittle Rav. Machine came, the Roshite is that at the very outset we say Isa Nepach Le'eter by Yovish B'Yovish, just as we say in the Taruves of Lar B'Lach. So Memele, so there is another Nafkemine between the Rosh and the Rashbo. According to the Rosh that we say Isa Nepach Le'eter at the very outset, so Memele, just as you are allowed to eat all the three chtiches together in Vasachas, He can swallow all the Tzrichtiches at once, so you're allowed to be Mivashel the Tzrichtiches together. And you cannot say, how can you be Mivashel? But the Chticha of Isa will certainly give a time of Isa in the two Chtichas of Eter. So what? It's not a time of Isa. It's already a time of Eter, because it became bottle. Became bottle. So in other words, so this is what he's saying. What the Isa of Eter is saying. So it's already in the Pachle. According to Ushite, according to Roshite, not according to Radvashite. Vim loyodabei, achen is bashlu, im kinto shishimitam da havi isalach. So then it's not Yovish Vyovish. If he becomes cognizant, because bitul in the Taruves is based upon the subjective element. In other words, when do we say, certainly, I mean, you couldn't even conceive it any other way in regard to Yovish Vyovish. Because Yovish Vyovish, there is no Taruves objectively. Objectively, the Yisrael is not mixed up with the Heter. In our minds, it's mixed up, but not objectively. So, Memele, if the Bailim of the Taruves did not become cognizant, did not find out that there is a mix-up, so then you cannot say Yisrael Nepal Heter, because objectively there is no Taruves. And so the only Taruves is subjectively, but he doesn't know how can there be subjective Taruves. So in other words, if it's Loi Neida, if it's loy neida, will yodabachin is bashlu. So then the heter absorbed the tam from the iser. So it's already labelach. Im kinsor shishimitam da iserach. Ela tam. That's the iser heter says that. But so why do we say that yovish v'yovish min b'mine is bottle berov, even with rabbonon, and min shaloi b'mine require shishim? So it's not because of exerech shoshe, lest he'll cook them together. Ela tam di shaloi b'mine avidava yovish, sheneisen tam choma yeseya, lifi shenikro dova sheyesh letakone, di yochil ptsas lahakir o yeseya, ulisori mishom, ulisiri mishom, umikol mokein, bottle shape b'shishim, di me'acha shul gam kimued v'nemeitze, nikro shape dova sheyesh letakone. So this is saying. So in other words, so now he's saying that the reason as to why the Yisrael Heta says that we, according to us, that we pass from like a bonum rebude, that Mimini does not have a bimashu, so Mimele Rovez Din of Azlina Basashmo has relevance only Ligabi Yovish Vyovish, not Ligabi Larbalach. So Ligabi Larbalach, he doesn't have relevance because Ligabi Larbalach, it all depends upon time. So it doesn't make any difference whether you call it Mimine, you call it Mishal Mimine. But vis-a-vis Yovish V'Yovish, it has relevance. Why does it have relevance vis-a-vis Yovish V'Yovish? Because according to the Isaveheta Litaimei, according to the Isaveheta Litaimei, that the reason is why Yovish V'Yovish Mishal Mimine requires Shishim, because Midrabonon it's considered like Nikarisa. So Midrabonon it's not considered Nikarisa. So Mimele, if the two, the Iser and the Heter, have different names, so Mimele, if they have different names, so why do they have different names? Because in the Mare, people give names according to the Mare, not according to the Tam, but according to the Mare. So let's say, people will call two things by the same name because they look the same. It's not always like that, but usually it is like that. So Mimele, when the Chachomim were misake, that means Shaloi b'mine Yovish b'Yovish require Shishim, because usually they have the same appearance. Mimele, it's not impossible, and it's not even extremely difficult to identify one from the other. So according to Rove, it depends upon the Shem, and if they have different names, so then if they have different names, so then it's considered min shaloi b'minei, and it requires shishim because it has midrabonon, it has a din of nikaris. But if they have the same name, it's considered min b'minei, and it's not considered even midrabonon like nikaris. This is what he says. Avu b'em estai midochuk v'atam bor mevuya b'divrei rosh perik da'anoshe v'yoran shom ובחידושי הרשבו, וביטור, וברקח, ובתשובס מריר, דימים בשני מיני ביובש, צורך שישי, דחיישינון שמו יבש להם, וייתן טעם, ואהבו לאיסא דרייסא, ואפילו נדע את הרובס, כדם הבישלו מכל מוקאים, כיוון דניסן טעם, אחר כך, חוסם נעתירה, וכדי איסא לשום. So he says, no, but the truth is that the איסא והטר is not right. The איסא והטר says that the reason is why מין שלוי במיני יובש ביובש, require שישים because it's like Nikar Yisrael, so he says, that's a Tam Dochuk. The real reason is why. Min shaloi b'minei, yomesh b'yomesh require shishim because of echshoshe. Maybe he'll boil them together. And if he boils them together, so mimele, it will become osa. That's the time. So mimele, according to that chite, the Rove's din of Hazlina v'sashmo has no relevance, according to us, who pass like the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yude, it has no relevance even vis-a-vis yomesh b'yomesh. Why? Because Mimon Efshech. Just as vis-a-vis lar bilach. It has no relevance. Why doesn't it have relevance? Because lar bilach depends upon time. So mimele, if the timing are different, even though the name is the same, so mimele, there is aloch of tam ki ikea, so ligabi yovish vis-a-vis yovish b'yovish is the same thing, because why do we say that yovish b'yovish min shalei b'minei is not bottle berov? Because of Echshoshe, maybe he'll cook them together. Now, if he'll cook them together, then they'll give it time. So what difference does it make whether they have the same name, not the same name? If they'll give it time, so then there'll be the Isser of Tam Kiika. Of Tam Kiika. But the Isser Veheta said that we cannot say, the Avo, you cannot mention this Tam. Diimkeno Yomuta Mimonevshech. Diineida Taruves Kedem Abishlo Yomuteraf Livashlon Yachat Livade. So what does the Shah do with that? So he doesn't say anything about it. He says, the mimbish mimine biyovish. So it's so shishim the hashino shem yivashlin. Vitin tam va lisa the raise. Vafilu neidata ruves kidem abisho. So what did the Isaveta say? The neidata ruves kidem abisho, or you mutter after vashlin yachat levade. That's in accordance with who shite? The accordance with the shite of the Rosh. But it's not in accordance with the shite of the Rajbo. Because the Rajbo says that even though there is bitul, biyovish biyovish, but you cannot eat all the three together, because then you cannot apply the principle of called the porish merube porish. So for the same reason that you cannot eat all the three chtichas together, because then you are definitely eating the isa too. So you couldn't be mevashel together. Then the iser will definitely give a tam iser in the heter. So in other words, so the shach is disagreeing with what the isa v'heter says. The Isa Veheta says, the second line in the Shachia, here he says, no, so what does it mean? In other words, the Isa Veheta follows the Shite of the Rosh. He follows the Shite of the Rosh. The Rosh Shite is that by Yovesh B'Yovesh, so at the very outset, even without recourse to the Bureau of Called the Polish, we say Isa Nepach Leheter. Just as we say at the very outset, Isa Nepach Leheter, by Lar Bilach. So Mimele, the Isa Leheter is right in saying, the Dimkino Yemuta Mimonevshech, the Neida Taruves Kin Mabishlo Yemuta Afle Vashlo Yachad Levade. Mashenkin the Shach, he follows the Shita of the Rajbo, that by Yovesh B'Yovesh, even though it's Bottle Berov, but you're not allowed to eat the three together. Since you're not allowed to eat the three together, so Mimele, you're not allowed to be Mevashalim together. Mevashalim together. Because then the Chtichas Iser will definitely give it Tam Iser in the Chtichas Heter. So that's why he says, Mikol Mokim Kim Nisn Tam HaKachos Nateri Yochadis Lishon. וכן דאס הרב לכמון סימן קופטס ושור כל האחרינים מה שאין כמי ממיני הביאו לך כיוון דיבי טיימי טיימי למילסה גם ביובי שעזלינו בסת טיימי וכל זה נגלו זאת הייתי בו. But the question is, the one difficulty in the Shach is, he says here, V'atam borur mevuya b'divri rosh, perik yid anoshe, v'yaran shom, v'chidushi harashbo, uvitur, uvrikeach, uchubes maril, d'mim v'shemine b'yovish tzor shishin d'chashina shem yivashlein, v'yitn tam, v'alwisa d'raise. So among the Rishenim, so he mentioned the Rosh too. So Bishleime, when he mentions the chidushi harashbo, you understand? But he mentioned the Rosh too. The fact is that the Rosh says just the reverse. And the Tur in Simen Kuftes says that according to the Rosh, if you have a taruves of Yovish v'Yovish, min b'minei, min shaloi b'minei. So a one chticha of Iser with two chtichas of Eter. So according to the Rosh, you're allowed to eat all the three chtichas together, and you're allowed to be mivash together. says, according to the Rashba, you cannot be mivashel together. So according to the Rosh, it doesn't tasser if you are mivashel together. So the Isa Veheter is right. So why does he say? So you understand? The other Rishonim, they agree with the Rashba, but he says b'divrei Rosh also. Now turn to Simen Kuftes, so you'll see. Now, Simen Kuftes, Sifale. Chtiche, sheine yuhuyel ischabish, nisala b'achiris, min b'mino, yovish b'yovish. Chad b'tchei botl, umuta l'ochlo no demechol. Kol achas b'fnei atzmo. Says according to the Rashba, you cannot be mivashel together. So according to the Rosh, it doesn't tasser if you are mivashel together. So the Isa Veheter is right. So why does he say? So you understand? The other Rishonim, they agree with the Rashba, but he says b'divrei Rosh also. Now turn to Simen Kuftes, so you'll see. Now, Simen Kuftes, Sifale. Chtiche, sheine yuhuyel ischabish, nisala b'achiris, min b'mino, yovish b'yovish. Chad b'tchei botl, umuta l'ochlo no demechot, kol achas b'fnei atzmo. Avoloi yeichal shloshtem yachad. In other words, that's like the Rashi. Not like the Rosh. Then, in Siv Beis, Yovish b'yovish, shenizbatil chad b'trei, im bishel kulom keechot, vafil lechil kolechot b'fnei atzmi yosem. Why? Because in view of the fact that Mechaba Paschus like the Rashbo, so if he was mivashel together, so the Chtichas Iser definitely gave it Tam Iser in the Chtichas Heter. Im im shoshishim, so it's osa, nishoreite v'nishim tam, v'nivlo b'chtichas. V'im reitze l'vashlo yachad, v'ein shom samech, mutal harbis alei. So he's allowed to be marbab samech. In other words, so there is no Iser of mivashel Iser chathile. But he's not allowed to be mivashel, because then the heretofore Chtichas Iser will definitely give it Tam Iser in the head. So why? Because the Mechaba Paschus like the Rashbo. So then, what does the Rambam say? V'yei shemrin, dimneidat haruves, kidim shenizbashlo biyachat, hakel shore. Din chesrim v'nesorim, macha shenizbatlo biyovish, tur b'shem rosh. So how does the Shach say? So he says, v'afilu neidat haruves, so he, and he mentions, u'mivuya b'divor rosh, p'rgdanoshe v'aranshom v'chidur asher Rashbo. Fine, the Rashbo says it, the Ram says it, because they are chilik on the rosh. But why does he say, so the pshat in the Shach is as follows. Because the Rosh, there is a very long discussion in the Rosh in Kidanoshe. And the Rosh mentions the Adashit. And then he mentions Rayes from Pcheres, Rayes, that by Yovish B'Yovish, you are allowed to eat all the Tichas together. So in other words, what he means, Umivuya B'Divor Rosh, he doesn't mean what the Rosh says according to his own Shite. But in the course of the discussion, so the Rosh mentions that if we say that Yovish B'Yovish are not allowed to eat the three chtichas together, so mainly you're not allowed to be mivashel together. But he holds that you are allowed to eat the three chtichas together, so mainly you are allowed to be mivashel together too. And he doesn't ask her because he sees an epicleter. So what the Shach says, when the Shach says, Umuvia b'divrei Rosh, he doesn't mean the Rosh own shite. It becomes clear when one looks over the Rosh in Gidan Loshe, his discussion of this question, so he'll see from the Rosh that the Rosh spells it out, that according to the Shita of the Rashba, the Rosh doesn't mention the Shita of the Rashba. I mean, he doesn't mention the Rashba by name, but he discusses that question as to whether by Yovish B'Yovish it is Nepa, the Isar is Nepa Leta at the very outset or not, whether you're allowed to eat all the Tichas together or not. So it becomes clear from the Lashon of the Rosh that according to the Shita that you're not allowed to eat the three tikkas together. So you can, if you are mivashal them together, so mainly it becomes us. But the Rosh on Shita is that you're allowed to eat the three tikkas together. This is, it must be the pshat in the Shach. All right, now Avol Misari. Now the seed, hey, in the Taz. Avol Misari b'shein minei. So that is reference to the Mechaber. Avol Misari b'shein minei. V'nishpar b'yin she'yichin l'amid olof l'shari. Atul neida sh'yoru b'yeta rosa. V'misari b'minei b'shein minei. V'nishpar b'yin she'yichin l'amid olof l'shari. V'neida sh'yoru b'yeta minei. Rei n'shein minei kilayinei. V'ashom minei rob olof m'batlei. So who says it? The Rashba says it. Where did the Rashba get it? The Rashba got it from the Gemara. From the Gemara in Chum, that the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yudin, that min b'minei asas b'mashu midraise. So suppose you have it aruves of min b'minei and shaloi b'minei. So then rain is minei kileinei, v'sheini minei is mivan. So the Rashba deduced that the converse is also true. Just as according to Rabbi Yudin, who holds that min b'minei asas b'mashu midraise. So if you have a aruves of min b'minei shaloi b'minei, is reines minil k'reinei, and the shein minei is mivatel the minei. So the same thing is true according to us, that min shaloi b'minei is also midraise, even though there is rov. And min b'minei, if there is rov, is only also the rabbanon. So in case of nishpach, if there is a aruves of min b'minei and min shaloi b'minei, and there is definitely rov in heter. But there is a question as to whether there is shishim in the heter neged yisrael. So rein as shein minei kleinei, and the minei is mivatel, the minei of heter is mivatel, the minei of yisrael. In other words, let's say suppose you are mivashel a one chti in a pat, you are mivashel one kazayis of nevele, two, and then a number of gzeisim of shchuto, and then there was reitiv of shchut, reitiv soup of shchut. So the kazayis of nevele vis-a-vis the gzeisim of shchuto, that's min b'minei. The reitiv of shchuto, the soup of shchuto, vis-a-vis the kazayis of nevele, that's min shaloi b'minei. Min shaloi b'minei. So the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yudei, that min b'minei asers, that min b'minei asers b'mashu. So in such a case, it will become muter. So the kezesim of shchuto will become muter. Why? Because rein es minei kileinei. So then the reitev, if the reitev is shishim, so according to Rabbi Yudeh, so the reitev is mevatel the sheini minei officer. The Sheni Minei Officer. So the Rashbo is saying that the converse is also true. So if, let's say, one kazais of Nevele was cooked nipa together with the number of Zeisim of Shchuto, and there is also a Reitev of Heter, and there is definitely Shishim in the Reitev neged, the kazais Nevele. But it's not established as to whether there are 60 Zeisim of Reitev in the Reitev neged the kazayis of nevele, and it's nishpach. So the Rashba says rein ashein minei kleinei and minei, and memele the rov gzeisim of heter is mevatel the kazayis of nevele. This is what the Rashba says and mechaber pas. Alright, Rashba yalef lom ma damrinam migmore v'Rabbi Yudei Islamim minei libotel misar minei minei sal kizmidel kileinei v'shein minei rabo lof mvatlei v'chaname kan li lidon v'lehefech the mimbi mine kill natir mit aruves minene mine al kochoch im misare vi mine vene mine salike shene mine kleine u mine robolo fun vatle u me vatle vi lo loy nishpach va dein aruves lo fun eino yo nishra dein is rabonon kim der rabon misage berof el ach shon nishpach ve ef shalo no vein ma shoy sama be mine neged de izar as lo kula va kocho she yo du au bolano shoy rov mi mine a heter neged de isa ke hi khad lo heaven otherwise it must be established that there is a rov in the shchuto neged the nevel. So he and some male kehechad on the hevech shashi said the raise. The Lord should be telling Lima Shemino Yorov. She goes to a to quotirts abyss Yosef. The Rashal Pirkola Bosso Simon Vov. Because of a Rashbanal Shechilikolov. Vizelishene, nearly shins the Dimian cloud. The Bishley Mossum Gabimim Bimine Big More, and be some sadness in a stam, the Shikan Sakosa Fuller, a beautician in Potomine. Mishimoki Kikanam about the Mimbimine, Amrin Salikas Mine, Kishivatla Tambin in Mine, or Mele Mutarak, Avloche, Mai Sashin in Minibis Tam with Rice, Im Kay, Hirashinish Parate, Papilu Ekanam in a bed, yo, Bade, save so, a dime be sophic medicine, speak the Rice of Homrat Kalishin. So the Marshal is Hilik under this din of the Machad. I'm the Rajb. It's Hilik and the Rajb. And it's very mistaber. What the Marshal says is very mistaber. Bishleime, in the converse of the case of the Mechaber, we understand. Because there is a haloche that Mimbimine does not become bottle, even Bimashu it assers, and so they cannot, so Mimbimine cannot be Mivatl Isa. But Mishleime can be Mivatl. So suppose you have a Taruves of Bosso Shchuto with Bosso Nevele with Reitev Shchuto, with Reitev Shchuto, so if there is Shishim, if there is Shishim in the Reitev, neged the Bosso Nevele, so then we say that it becomes that the Bosso Shchuto is also Muta. And we cannot say, but Mimbi Minei does not become Bottle Berov, and not even be Shishim, not even be Elef. The answer is, we ignore the Mimbi Minei. So Reines Minei. So Mimele, the Reitev is Mivatel the Nevele. True, that the Shchuto cannot be Mivatel the Nevele, but the Reitev is Mivatel. But in the converse of that, in our case, so how can we say that if there is a Taruves of Shchuto and Nevele and Reitev, and we are sure that there is rov, but we are not sure as to whether there are 60 measures, 60 xasim of reitev in the reitev heter, neged the one measure of the neged the one kazayis of nevelo. So we say rein asein minikleine. So mele the heter of mine is rovel of matle, but there is a loch of tamkiyer, and again, it's not important whether you call it Mimbimine, you call it Mishalei Bimine. The halacha is, if the Isa gives it tam in the Taruves, it becomes Osa. Call it whatever you want. So that's the svore of the Mashal. So here in this case, since it's very likely that there is no Shishim in the Reitev, there is no 60 Xesim of Reitev to be Mivateo, the tam of the Kazayis of Nevele. So suppose there are only 30 Xesim of Reitev, not 60 Xesim of Reitev. So then, that Kazayis of Nevele will give a tam in the Reitev. He'll give a tam in the Reitev. So how can you say, how can you be telling the Hokel, you to be in Isa the Raise? So the Mashal is Chilik and the Rashi. All right. So the Taz says, when he is dating near the Varaj, when the Chenim of Bruri, Chumim Rorim, the Oda Amrinu Migmor Esalik Esminei, Hanikin Bosa Shchuto Bosa Nevele, Vo Reitev, Vyeish Bereitev, Samech neged Abosso, Samech neged Abosso, Nivelo lechud, Voyron lemeimah, Dimikol mokim bosa shchut yosa, Kiven, Shehu mine imo iser, Uv mine lo imahane bitul Samech, Afiloch lamrenekin, that's the Gemara, Alibi the Rabbiuni, Elo kiven shein bibosa shchut yiser, Lo machmosa taruves, Achshov, Amo mesalkes mina heter, Kileinei, Vilo yazik lea taruves, Kiven shebotu bi Samech, O yisa bereitev, Havo yisa kemandu ese, Vein kan afilo bliya bimashu, Vim ken hu adin, Mamesh lididon, שמיני בוטל ברוב נתירה, ונמיני בי סמך לכל העלמי, וניסרי בוס השחוטה נבילה וריטב, ואין כאן סמך לבט לה נבילה. נמצא שיש כאן היתר לבט לו איסה בבוס השחוטה מסעד שהוא רוב נגדי, ובמיני מהנה רוב נתירה, אלו שרואו לעשר או ריטב מצעד שאין בי סמך, נגד איסה, נמצא שנעיסים בטעם, לא זה אמרינון, תחשבינון, לריטב. כאילו לא ניסרי ומנבילה, כאילו שכבר בוטל לה נבילה מחמסחי בו מיני, והווה כמנדו לסה, ולהתה ממש נחשב איסה לגמרי. כן הוא מן התירה, אלא דרבון נחמיר לעצח שישים אבי מיני, על כוח כאן שיהיה סופיק, אם הוא יושישים בין מיני נגד איסה, ואיף של עמידו לפקים שנשפח, מוטה דשפקינו עד הרייסה, דין מיני מבטל ברוב, ואין צורך סמך, כאילו שאיף של שהוא יהיה סמך בשני מיני, וכל זה הוא נוחם, ואין בי פיקלוק. So he agrees with the Rashi, with the Pesach HaMilchata. But it seems that the Mashal is right. How can we make an analogy between this case and the converse of that case that the Gemara mentions? Over there, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mimbi Minei does not have the potential, does not have the capacity to be Mivat. What does Bittul mean? Bittul means that if there is Shishim, let's say Rov Shishim, so the Yisrael loses its identity in the Heter. It loses its identity. It becomes merged in the Heter, and it loses its identity. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, so Mimbi Minei asks the Mashu. In other words, if it's Mimbi Minei, it cannot lose his identity. If there are different meanings, so one mean loses his identity by merging with the other mean. But if it's the same mean, how can it lose its identity? I mean, it's Exer Sakosov, but that's the din. This is the pshat in the Exer Sakosov, the contrabute. So min bimine, it cannot lose its identity. So in other words, so even though it cannot lose its identity in the mine, but it can lose its identity in shaloi mine. Mashein kein, in our case, where there is daruves of shchuto and nevelo, shchuto and nevelo and reite, shchuto and nevelo and reite. So memele, so how can the Rashba say that rein esheini milik leine? In other words, we ignore the existence of the reite. We ignore the existence of the nevele in the reite. We ignore the daruves, the mixture, the commingling between the nevela and the reite. So we only recognize the commingling between the nevela and the shchuta, but we don't recognize the commingling between the nevela and the reite. So memele, this becomes bottle. The nevela, we only recognize the commingling between the nevela and the shchuta, but we don't recognize the commingling between the nevela and the reite. So since we ignore this fact that the nevela is commingled with the reite, we only take notice of the fact that the nevela is commingled with the shchuto. So memele, the nevela becomes bottle below in the shchuto. But it's not a question of saying we don't recognize. Why? How can we say we don't recognize? After all, suppose there are no 60 gzeisim of reite neged one kazais of nevela. So then that kazayis of nevele definitely gave it tam nevele in the reite. So how can we say we don't recognize? So the mashal svore seems very sound. So we have to say that the mashal and the Rashba, the mashal and the Rashba are chilik on the essence of tam kikya. Now, what is the... We saw that there are many shittes of Rishonim in Tam Kikya. Now, the question is this. What's the aloha of Tam Kikya? Is the aloha of Tam Kikya that if, let's say, one kazayis of Isa is commingled with, let's say, with ten gzeisim of Heter, and there is Rov, but the kazayis of Isa gives a Tam of Isa in the total Taruves, so then there is no bit. If there is Tam Isa, there is no bit. So that means that the Isa is not Nepach Leheter. But the Heter is not Nepach Leheter either. Or the Aloche of Tam Kikar is not just that the Isa is not Nepach, there is no Bittul. If there is Tam Isa, so the Isa does not become Bottle. But, no, it's not, it's more than that. The Tam Asers, the Heter is Nepach Leheter. So, on that point, there is a Machlekes Rishonim. The Shite of Rabbi Elyahu in Teisves, the shita of Rabbi Elyahu Teisves and the shita of the Raived is that the whole aloche of Tam Kikar is that there is no bitul is chal on the Isa, but the heretofore heter remains heter, even though it has a Tam Isa. And that's the shita of Rabbi Elyahu Teisves and the shita of the Raived. But the shita of Rabbi Netam is that the Isa is, that the heter is nepach liis. If he eats one kazayis, so then he's chayev. According to Rabbi Elyahu, so even if there is, the taruves is in the ratio of 1 to 8, of 1 to 8 or 1 to 6, I mean, depending what a pras is, whether pras consists of 3 beitzim or pras consists of 4 beitzim, let's say that pras consists of 4 beitzim, the sheet of Rashi. So that 4 beitzim, that's 8 gzeisim. And the kazayis is a chotzi beitzim. A kazayis is a chotzi beitzim. So it's the ratio. So if it is, so according to Rabbi Elyahu and Raived, even if the ratio is one to eight, it's kazayis v'dechlas pras in every pras, in every four beitzim, there is evenly distributed in every unit of four beitzim, there is one kazayis of the Isa. So the Rabbi Elyahu and Raived say he'll only be chayev malkes if he'll eat the whole pras, all the four beitzim. So then, in the four beitzim, he'll have the kazayis of Isa. But the shita of the Rabbi Netam is, no, If he eats one kazayis, he's chayv malchus. Because the shita of Tami is, the tam kikar implies that the yisar is nepach lehet. That the yisar is nepach, that the hetar is nepach leisar. That the hetar is nepach leisar. Now, so, it seems that the marshal agrees with the shita from the tam. That tam kikar implies that the yisar is nepach lehetar. That the hetar is nepach leisar. Sorry. That the hetar is nepach leisar. So, in mele, we cannot say rein. How can you say the fact is that if there is no shishim in the reitev neged the kazayis nevele, so then the reitev the kazayis nevele in all probability will give it tam nevele, a tam nevele in the reitev, so it's all there. That's the svore of the mashal. This mashal mashal mashein kein the Rashba. The Rashba apparently holds, no, the Rashba shita is like Rabbi Elio, that the pshat in tam kikar is that there is no bittul, but not that the heter is nepach leisar. There is no bittul, so the heretofore leisar remains leisar, and the heretofore heter remains heter. That's the shita of Rabbi Elio and Raive. So memele, there is an analogy between this and the converse, just as the Gemara says, vis-a-vis Rabbi Yehuda, that min b'minei asas b'mashu. So if you have a taruvus of min b'minei mishaloi b'minei, and there is shishim in the minei neged in the shaloi b'minei, there is shishim in the shaloi b'minei neged isa in the shaloi b'minei, so reines minei kileinei, so memele the identity of the isa is lost in the sheine minei of the heter, so then we cannot say it has been mashu. The identity is lost in the reite, so the kazai, the nevele itself becomes heter, so the converse is also true. The converse is also true, according to the Rashba, because tam ki iker does not imply that the isar is nepach le, that the heter is nepach le isar, but it only implies bittul is not chal on the heretofore isar, but the heretofore heter remains heter. So, but the isar cannot lose its identity. It cannot lose its identity in the sheine minei. Because the Isa gave it tam of Isar in the Sheine Minei. So the Nevele cannot lose its identity in the Federative. Because it gave it tam in the Reitev. But it can lose its identity in the Shchuto. Once it loses, it merges and loses its identity in the Shchuto. So then, the tam that you feel is not the tam Isar, it's the tam Eter. You know, today, we have all kinds of things. We have kosher style. In other words, it's prefer mamish, but it's still kosher style. And then you have the reverse or the converse, I don't know how to call it. In other words, trefe style. I mean, it's not trefe style, it's kosher. So there are some rabbonim who endorse kosher meat that tastes and looks exactly like bacon. It looks like bacon, like pork, and it tastes like pork. I never tasted this, I don't know, but I'm told that it tastes like pork and it looks like pork, but it's kosher. Could be bad kosher too, satna, shchita, everything. But it looks and it tastes like pork. So in other words, suppose someone will put in, no one who could say that this kind of meat is not kosher, because after all, it has the taste of pork, so tam ki iker. The answer is no, you can't say tam ki iker, because when do we say tam ki iker, if the tam emanates from something that is osir. But if through a certain chemical method, so you manipulate that a heter should give the same tam as Isa does, so then it's not osir. You can call it trefe style, but it's still kosher. So memele, according to the Rashba, if we say that the Rashba agrees with the shita of Rabbi Elio, and he agrees with the shita of the Raivet, the tam ki iker does not imply that the heter is nepach leisar. But tam ki iker only implies that if the iser gives a tam in the heter, so the iser does not become bottle. The iser cannot lose its identity. So in this case, where you have taruves of mimimine, mishaloi bimine, taruves of boso shchuto, boso nevelo, and treitev shchuto. So he says, as long as it is established that there is certainly rov, there is certainly rov, so then we can be tailor lock. And even if Lapishmai is Galye, that there is no shishim in the Reitev, neged the Kazayis Nevele, it doesn't matter. Because two, that Tam Kikar is the Raise. But that means that if the Nevele can give a Tam Nevele in the Reitev,
So Mimele, it cannot lose its identity in the Reiter. But there is Rav Shchuto, so it loses its identity in the Shchuto. Once it loses, and it merges and loses its identity in the Shchuto and in the Shchuto, so then the Mimele itself becomes Eter. So true, when one tastes the soup, he'll feel the time of the Nivelo. But that Nivelo is also Eter. Because it lost its identity in the Shchuto. That's the Svore of the Rashi. And the Svore of the Mashal is no, like Ramita. So all would be fine, except for the fact that the Rashi agrees with Ramita. It was mentioned already. I mean, the Shach, we had it already. That the Rashi agrees with Rabbeinu Tam, that the Tam Kikya is not only that the Yisar does not, the heretofore Yisar doesn't become bottle, but that the Heter is Nepach L'Yisar. And even if you eat one Kazayis, you're Chayav Malkus. So how could the Rashi say that? How could the Rashi say that? Now, we saw that there are two Shittes in the Shittes of Rabbeinu Tam. The Rosh in Gidan Moshe says that according to Rabbeinu Tam, So, if, let's say, Yisar was Nisari with Heter, and it gave a Tam Yisar in the Heter, so then, even if there is no Kazayis with the Achilas Pras in the Taruves, so the Yisar is Nepach Leheter, only Achayiv Malkes, I mean the Heter is Nepach Leheter, and you are Achayiv Malkes if you eat one Kazayis. That's the Rosh version of Rabbeinu Tam. But, the Tur has another version of Rabbeinu Tam. We went over. I think the very first year, he says, or the second year, he says, So in other words, so what's the shite? So that's the Tur's version of Rabbeinu Tam is not like the Rosh version of Rabbeinu Tam. That's strange. How is it? I mean, the Tur should be chilek with his father as to what Rabbeinu Tam shite is. But that's the Mitzias. So in other words, according to the Rosh, Rabbeinu Tam shite is that the Tam Kikar implies that if the Isa gives a Tam in the Heter, so even without Kazayim Dechles Pras, so it's Isa Nepach Leheter. So it's Isa Nepach Leheter. But according to the Tur's version of Rabbeinu Tam says, when is Isa Nepach Leheter and Yachayiv Malkes for one Kazayis, if the Taruves is in the ratio of Kazayiv de Achilas Pras, 1 to 8, 1 to 6, whatever it is. But if it's not in the ratio of 1 to 8, 1 to 6, let's say it's in the ratio of 1 to 10, 1 to 9, 1 to 10, 1 to 11, so then it's Oser, but there is no Malkes. So what's the Shite of, so according to the Tur's version, in Rabbeinu Tam, The halacha of tam ki iker is that it's only heter is nepach liser only when it's kazayiv dechiles pras. But when it's not kazayiv dechiles pras, then it's oser. It doesn't become bottle. But the heter is not nepach liser. That's the shite of Rabbeinu Tam according to the Tur's version of Rabbeinu Tam. So meile, apparently the Rashi. Except when the Rashi says that he agrees with the Shita Rabbeinu Tam, he agrees with the Shita Rabbeinu Tam according to the Tur's version of it. So when do we say that Heter is Nepach L'Yisar? Only when it's Kazayiv Dechiles Pras. And here it's not Kazayiv Dechiles Pras. So maybe if it's not Kazayiv Dechiles Pras, so then it doesn't become bottle. But the Heter is not Nepach L'Yisar. When is it Nepach L'Yisar? When is it Nepach L'Yisar? Only when it's Kazayiv Dechiles Pras. And here we are not dealing with the case where it's Kazayiv Dechiles Pras. Some Mimele, the Rashi says that there is an analogy between this case and the case mentioned in Gemara. Just as Gemara says, Alibid Rabbi Yude, that Rein es Minei Kileine, Vishayin Minei Robel of Matlei, so here is Rein Shein Minei Kileine, because in view of the two, he agrees with Rabbeinu Tam. But when does Rabbeinu Tam say that there is a loche that heta nepach liisar only with the kazayiv dechiles pras? But here we're not dealing with the case where there is kazayiv dechiles pras. So the heta is not nepach liisar, but the heretofore liisar remains liisar. Fine. So memele, it cannot lose its identity in the reitev, but it can lose its identity in the bosa shchuto. And once it loses its identity in the bosa shchuto, it becomes heta. So it's like the tam So even though you feel the time of the Nevela in the Reitev, so it's like the time